You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 175. It is May, it's a new month, and I think it's so fun when the first day of the month falls on a Wednesday, the day that my podcasts come out. And here we are. If you're listening to this when the podcast comes out, it's May 1st, 2024. So welcome to a new month, and that means that it's time for my off-the-cuff reflection of the affirmation of the month from Louise Hay's I Can Do It calendar, one of my favorite things to do. So I am just going to dive right in. All right, so are you ready for the affirmation of the month? All right, I'm going to read it first, and then I will do my off-the-cuff reflections. I turn my attention to my health this month. I go within and connect with the part of myself that knows how to heal. And I give myself permission to be well. I am willing to ask for help when I need it. And I always choose the health professional who is just right for my needs. I lovingly do everything I can to assist my body in maintaining perfect health. I am vibrantly healthy and happy inside and out. Okay, so I want to share that as I'm recording this before May 1st, but currently my mom, Hinda Abrahamson, who has been on the podcast a few times, she's in Minnesota. She is currently in the hospital right now. She had a heart valve replacement. It was sort of like a unexpected, something happened with her heart, and long story short, that's happening. And there have been some setbacks with the procedure, and so this past few days leading up to when I'm recording this has been very, very overwhelming and full of a lot of stress and fear and sadness and also gratitude and, feeling hopeful and positive. So it's life. So there's just lots of emotions. But it's so interesting how this affirmation for May is all about health. And, you know, if you are here listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, clearly there's something going on with your health that you want to investigate and pay attention to. And I'm so glad that you're here. And, you know, so I'm just looking at this affirmation that we're talking about right now, and of course, you know, just thinking about my mom, and she's going to be okay. I'm recording this midday, and in a few hours I should know if she can leave the hospital and all that, but it's just, you know, it can be a lot when you are going through a health crisis or when a loved one is going through, a health crisis. And and just thinking about this affirmation. So what I'm going to do is go sentence by sentence and just do my off-the-cuff reflection in the hope that you can just be with me as we go a little bit deeper and understanding how this might be more relatable to our lives right now, and give us an opportunity to to think about this month of May and how we want to, if there's anything, this affirmation that you really, you know, resonates, then you want to really consider and apply to as you are living your life right now and through this month. So the first sentence, I turn my attention to my health this month. Well, of course, my attention is on my mom's health, but it's so interesting. It's like, what does that mean to turn your attention to your health? For you, what does that mean? I turn my attention to my health this month, because you know how so often we can just like ignore things and we just do not want to deal with things. What if we didn't ignore? And I know a lot of us don't, you know, but sometimes, you know, it's a very human thing to do to neglect, or, you know, have that little denial going on there, and not pay attention. But what if we turned our attention to our health this month? And what does that mean to turn your attention to? Does that mean taking action towards your health goals? Does that mean just paying attention and listening to your body? Does that mean making a doctor's appointment? Does that mean signing up for a movement class? Does that mean doing some journaling about your health? Does that mean, you know, really looking into your nutrition and how, you know, your choices around how nourishment, like, I mean, there's so many things that could be around your health. And, you know, if you can think about what does it mean for you to pay attention to your health this month, what if you did that? What if you did that? And so this next sentence I really love. I go within and connect with a part of myself that knows how to heal, and I give myself permission to be well. I go within and connect with the part of myself that knows how to heal, and I give myself permission to be well. I want to share that, you know, I've been a nutritional therapist and wellness coach for 6 years now, I think. And what's interesting is I've had clients that I've worked with who it's not uncommon to feel that they don't deserve health, or that they don't deserve to be well. Now, I'm not saying that that's you, but I bring that up because that's what's coming to mind when I'm reading this affirmation. I give myself permission to be well. And, you know, I talk about this a lot in terms of feeling comfortable in our discomfort. And often we just keep ourselves in the same place. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your health. It could be relationships. It could be a job. You know, it could be habits that you have that you know that you want to break free from, whatever it is. But do you give yourself permission to be well? And then for you, what does that mean to be well? And I want to go back to the end of that sentence, but I just want to go back to the first part of it. I go within and connect with that part of myself that knows how to heal. So I was talking to my mom before she went in for the procedure, and we were talking about her heart. And the heart chakra, and, you know, my mom lost her younger sister in 2021 during COVID. It wasn't because of COVID, but her sister lived in Texas, and because it was February 2021, and she couldn't go there to travel and see her sister. And that was shattering for my mom, devastating. The words don't even describe. And so my mom, as been dealing with a lot of grief, and she's since lost a few very, very close friends. So I know that there is a lot of grief and heartbreak and heart pain that my mom has been going through. And so we were talking about, you know, feeling really confident about the doctors and, you know, their expertise and feeling good about that. But also, you know, like thinking about how is she, you know, I was asking my mom, like, are you in a place where you're willing to do more supportive healing around your heart and be in partnership with your doctors as they're going into actually physically replace this valve that's severely shrinking. And so she was getting very winded and breathing was hard. Think about that emotional and spiritual aspect of your heart. And are you, like, where are you at with trusting that you also have that and connecting with that ability for her to help heal her heart in partnership with the doctors? And so we really talked about that and it was beautiful. And so for you, thinking about, you know, I mean, I believe very deeply, I believe that it's vital for us to be in connection and partnership with ourselves and trust that we are a part of that healing process. That it's not just necessarily the things that we are doing, but it's the things that we are thinking and feeling. And also just believing that we can tap into the energy to help ourselves heal. So, you know, what if you did go within and connect with that part of yourself that knows how to heal? I mean, holy crap. That's amazing, right? It's amazing. And of course, healing is such a vast, beautiful, like, word that can mean so many different things. So for you, what does that mean? And I give myself permission to be well. I mean, what if you gave yourself permission to be well while going within and connecting with yourself that knows how to heal? And being just really mindful about that and not fighting against yourself or, you know, or giving up. And then the next sentence, I am willing to ask for help when I need it. And I always choose the health professional who is just right for my needs. So, yeah, I mean, more often than not, we're like, we can do this ourselves. And then maybe we, you know, we read books, we listen to podcasts, which is amazing. And I'm so glad that you're here. We do things to support ourselves. Sometimes we don't. That's fine. This is human nature. But being willing to ask for help when you need it and knowing when it's time. Is it time for you to ask for help? Of course, I am here to help you if you want to reach out. info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. But thinking about, we need help from other people. There is a lot of there's such a, I'm not sure what word I'm looking for, but you know, that willingness to be vulnerable and accept and receive help and actually say, I can't do this alone, can be uncomfortable. I've so been there. I talk, I mean, you know, if this is your first time listening, welcome. If you've been listening, you know, I've mentioned this throughout, like, I just think it's, for me personally, when I have learned how to ask for help, and now I'm just like, it is so healing to open up and ask for help and knowing when you need that. And it's okay if it takes a while, and it's okay if there's different people you need to ask, and maybe some people aren't available when you need them, and that's okay. But that willingness. And it's so interesting that Louise Hay says, I always choose the health professional who is just right for my needs. I think that also just goes back to understanding what your needs are. And I know sometimes that can be confusing. Like, what do I need? I don't know. I just need help. Where do I begin? But it is going back and paying attention to your health, going within and connecting, opening up your heart, thinking, what do I need? What do I need? Who can be the best possible person for me right now? You know, do I need a therapist? Do I need a personal trainer? Do I need to make that doctor's appointment? Do I need to go to the dentist? You know, like, do I need to reach out to Alyssa? You know, whatever it is, believing in your ability to know what you need, and then taking steps to seek that out. And she goes on to say, I lovingly do everything I can to assist my body in maintaining perfect health. Well, what is perfect health? I do not know. But, you know, I think the phrase perfect health, like, I think it's okay. I think it's good to think that way. I think, like, okay, like, perfect health for me is going to be different than perfect health for you. It's not necessarily about being perfect and perfectionism, but, you know, thinking of the health that you want, your optimal health. I lovingly do everything I can to assist my body in maintaining perfect health. So instead of negative self-talk or beating ourselves up because we don't do things perfectly on our way to health, you know, what if we treat ourselves with compassion and love through the process? And that's what I'm here for, to help you with. Like, that's, you know, enough with the trying to be mean to ourselves into health. We're trying to beat ourselves into health. No, we're gonna walk with ourselves and assist in lovingly assist our body on our health journey. What comes up for you when you think about lovingly do everything you can to assist your body in maintaining perfect health? I don't want this to be like an overwhelming thing. Like, well, that's not possible. You know, it's anything is possible. Everything is possible. And it goes back to how you're treating yourself. So I think that's why she's saying, I lovingly do everything I can. Just approaching yourself and your body and your health with care and kindness and love. And it ends with, I am vibrantly healthy and happy inside and out. What does it feel like to feel vibrantly healthy and vibrantly happy inside and out? Maybe you feel that way already. Maybe you felt that way before. Maybe you have glimmers of what that might feel like. I love the word vibrant. like it makes me think of just like colors, like vibrant colors. I love vibrant colors. I love that, yeah, that energy, vibrancy. It's such a beautiful, like, uplifting, energizing word, I think. So what if we felt vibrant? What if we felt vibrantly healthy and happy? What if you did? What would that be like? And again, you know, not knowing where you're at, I want to acknowledge that you might feel the opposite. And so this isn't about making you feel like even more disconnected. It's about just opening up the energy to possibilities, you know? Doing that like internal work has helped me. I wouldn't be where I am. I don't, you know, like I have a lot, you know, I've talked about this before. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed 23 years ago. I have some deformity in my hands and in my elbows. Like my arms don't fully, my elbows are locked. And so, you know, you don't necessarily notice that right away, but on the outside, like am I vibrantly healthy? Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe sometimes yes, maybe sometimes no. Inside, am I vibrantly healthy and happy? I really put a lot of intention into that. And I also hold a lot of damn space for myself when I'm not feeling well emotionally. And that is such just a part of the whole process. And it is about being loving towards yourself and just considering what if and letting yourself dream and imagine, because oh my God, that the power of our minds and then how that can shift the energy in our body, I promise you, it makes a significant difference. And it just takes intention and effort and doing that with love and with ease. And I'm here for you. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. And you know that I am here for you. So please reach out if you'd like to connect. info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.